just really just off the chain at what she does. One of the best I've ever seen. She's a best-selling author, inspirational speaker, got a really inspiring show on the OWN Network. It's called Iyanla Fix My Life, and she kicked off a new season recently with a very, very powerful interview, and she's joining Oprah this Sunday for Oprah's Life Class on Fatherless Sons. Let's find out about the upcoming special. Please welcome to the show our friend, our buddy, Iyanla Van Zandt.
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning, Iyanla, morning. How you doing, darling?
I'm good. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hi, Miss Shirley.
Hi, Iyanla. I'm sorry I flubbed your name. I know your name. She didn't hear me.
No worries.
Hey, but guess who straightened her out?
I heard you. I heard you straightening her out. You know how people are when they learn something.
Right, and I taught him.
I know.
What'd you say? You know how people are when they learn something. Oh, yeah, know that. Hey, listen, y'all. Listen, y'all, you're going to join Oprah this Sunday, May 5th, for a special episode of her Oprah's Life Class on Fatherless Sons.
Fatherless Sons, yeah.
Tell us about the show.
24 million children affected by the absence of their natural or birth father in their lives.
Wow.
And these children grow into men who have deep, wounded spaces in their heart, in many cases. Not all of them, but many. You know, it's hard, I can suspect, for a boy to grow up not knowing who he looks like, what he inherited from the masculine part of him. And we know that it's now become an epidemic. It's a way of life and a way of being. But we don't look at the woundings and the hurts and the impact that it has when a young man, a boy, a young man grows up without a father. So we're hearing from the sons, not to beat the fathers up, but hopefully to open the door to give them permission to come back and claim their children.
Wow, that's powerful.
See, I think that's powerful because I think that's a conversation that's, well, just not to sound like a cliche, but just long overdue. Because that's a huge problem for men who are not being the fathers that they were supposed to. Do they feel welcome back? Could they come and get a second chance to get it right? Would the son be open to it? Would the father be willing to try to do it right? There's so many answers, you know, questions that need answering there, huh?
Well, we deal with the second part of that, which is the single mothers raising sons on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So Saturday we deal with the sons and their fathers, and then Sunday we deal with the mothers raising sons so that we can,
on Mother's Day, we deal with
the mothers raising sons to give them some support in allowing the fathers to come back in. You know, one of the things that I'm aware of in my work that I do with men is very often the fathers don't come back because they don't want to deal with the mama.
Man.
They don't want to deal with the anger, the disappointment, the hurt, the upset. And very often the mothers who are hurt or angry or disappointed don't know how to open themselves and let the father back in. They've moved on with their life. Maybe another man has stepped in and is filling the role. You know, Steve, all of this is about how we create relationships. And we've got to do better. Our jails are filling up. Our schools are emptying out because we are not creating relationships with the children in mind. And my motto is secure the children first.
Wow. I think this is going to be a powerful thing. I think this Sunday, everybody, May 5th, for a special episode of Oprah's Life Class, Fatherless Sons, with our girl here, Iyanla Van Zandt. And then on Mother's Day, they open it up. This second part is going to air on Mother's Day. It's about single mothers and all of this right here. So it's on the OWN Network, everybody. Check your local listings. But Iyanla Fix My Life is on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. I think it's going to be great. We give you our full support, Iyanla, and we will be tuning in, darling.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.